Coming up, the new Dynamics CRM 2016 service, the latest updates for sellers, including integrated productivity with Office 365, Azure machine learning to automate recommendations, and contextual CRM data in Cortana for interactive insights. And if you're in IT, keep watching because we're going to cover how to provision these new capabilities for users, as well as additional security and compliance controls you get through the integration with Office 365. I'm joined by Eric Bukoc from the Dynamics CRM team. Welcome.
It's good to be here.
So what are we trying to solve for with the new release of CRM?
We've really looked at integrating the productivity apps that users live in every day with the sales and service capabilities in Dynamics CRM. Being able to surface useful insights and guide users with intelligent actions through machine learning and by delivering a rich mobile experience.
And we've also made CRM a manageable and extensible platform to deliver these services via the cloud. But can we see how it works?
Absolutely. Let's take a look. Let's start with really where a lot of our users start their day in Outlook. So right here within Outlook, we brought business data from CRM into your email. I can easily take this email and I can type Northwind and do a search across all of my data in CRM, and I can showcase information directly in the context of this email, tracking this email back so I can share it with my CRM users so they get the context of this particular email. But I need to take some actions on this email, so I'm going to simply tap on this Northwind opportunity and take me directly into CRM to perform some actions.
One of the great things, because we're using the new extensibility model with Office 365, is you can actually consume that not only on a desktop app, but also in your browser and also on mobile devices when you're on the go.
Absolutely. Awesome capability for our sellers. So as a user, I need to take action on that particular email. So when I come into the CRM opportunity, I can come and click on OneNote and leverage the power of the OneNote capabilities and capture all of these notes for this particular deal. Here, when I click on OneNote, you'll see I have all of the meeting participants, I have the product that we're presenting, as well as this task list that shows that this customer is interested in those top three accessories. But right within CRM, I can click on product line items and jump down to the product that I'm positioning here, and you'll see I have suggestions. When I click on suggestions, I'm presented with all of the items related to this deal, all of the accessories that customer requested, as well as a cross-sell recommendation. So this is being fed from Azure Machine Learning to look at all of my historical CRM data, put that into a data model, and analyze that information and come back with a cross-sell recommendation.
So hold on, you could have pre-programmed this if you knew what other items were related to what you're selling before, right?
Absolutely, but imagine with the power of machine learning, we can look at data across the entire organization and capture those trends because the seller doesn't know what they don't know. So now we can aggregate all this information and say, here's those accessories, but this is the best potential cross-sell for this particular deal.
Okay.
Awesome capabilities as a seller. So now I can simply come in as this sales rep, select those three accessories that the customer want, but we're gonna go ahead and add in that cross-sell recommendation, simply pick that, add this to the opportunity, and we've now enhanced this deal for really the best success.
But selling's not really a solo sport, so how do I get my team into it? How do I collaborate with the other people in my group?
Well, we brought the power of Office 365 groups directly into CRM. So for this opportunity that I'm working, by simply navigating to Office 365 groups, I can have a central place where all of my team comes and has a shared calendar, shared conversations, shared OneNote notebook, shared documents, bringing us all together so we can truly collaborate to get this deal done. I can even administer the team members that I want to have access to this particular opportunity. I also have a bunch of documents that I'm capturing for this deal. So when I click on documents, I have the ability to come right within CRM because sellers just need to add documents to this deal. I can come here and I can click upload, and I can easily upload documents directly to either SharePoint, Office 365 groups, as we showed previously, or OneDrive, right from within the context of this CRM opportunity, really making it easy for sellers to work on a particular deal and capture information, really where they're using these particular documents in the context of this opportunity, but really putting it everywhere we need to as an organization. But in order to now easily prepare this content, we've surfaced the capabilities of Delve directly inside CRM so our users who are going to build these documents based on these new products can quickly look at trending documents and find information being surfaced from the Office Graph directly in CRM to find the best content for this particular deal.
It's a really great integration in terms of Office 365, even the Office Graph that we're seeing here, but what if I'm on the go? A lot of sellers aren't tied to their desk, maybe they don't have their laptop and their office environment. What do I do if I'm on a mobile device?
Sellers are always on the go. So bringing the power of CRM to that mobile experience is very important for our sellers in this organization. So when I come into my Windows device, we've taken the power of business data from CRM and blended it with the personal data in Cortana. So you can see I have my calendar, I have my meeting, but we've also now brought business data from CRM directly into this experience. I can see the accounts, I can see my pipeline, I can see for this particular Northwind account, there's 5 deals, 1 customer service case, but as a seller, this is impactful information because I'm trying to close this deal and there's an open customer service case. Give me the visibility of all that stuff, but I need to continue on with my work. So I can simply tap on that record in Cortana and launch the CRM mobile application. Okay. This brings the power of all that CRM data to me as a mobile seller. I can see all of that information in CRM as well as those OneNotes that we took related to this deal. But lastly, all those documents that we captured are presented right here within the mobile app. So as a seller, I simply tap, open it, I'm ready to go for my customer presentation.
So really good integration across the stack from an Office 365 perspective and CRM, but if I'm an admin, how do I actually get all this set up?
We've made it very easy for admins. So right within Dynamics CRM, all of these capabilities are administered through the administration area in CRM. So when I come into administration, I'm going to walk through the flow of simply starting where we started, the CRM app for Outlook. I select that CRM app for Outlook. It looks at all of my users that we've enabled email. I simply select that user and I click Add the CRM app for Outlook. What this is doing is this is deploying that CRM app for Outlook into Exchange, making it available for all of these users.
So we saw the OneDrive and SharePoint stuff earlier. How do I get that configured?
It's very easy. We've brought that directly into one administration area within CRM, document management. So when I select document management, I'm going to start with the foundation of let's build the integration between CRM and SharePoint. So when I click on this first wizard, I have the ability to select the entities in CRM. So again, accounts, my customers, contacts, opportunities, wherever I'm going to store and collaborate contextual data and capture that information in SharePoint. I select those items from CRM. I put in my SharePoint site collection URL, and it validates that's a URL that's valid in SharePoint. But I can also build a hierarchy, accounts and contacts. So I can maybe be a B2B or B2C and store that in SharePoint as such. This looks at SharePoint and now builds that folder structure, make sure I'm ready to go within CRM, and we're all set. So the SharePoint integration is done and enabled. But for the OneNote integration, we build directly on top of that SharePoint integration. So once that capability is in place, we can now simply select for the records in CRM, things again like accounts, cases, and opportunities that I want my sellers to be able to capture notes on. I simply select them and then hit finish. And then we've enabled OneNote for those specific entities in CRM.
Okay.
We continue to build upon that with OneDrive for Business. I simply enable OneDrive for Business and then give users the ability to specify a file path for how we want to store those documents in OneDrive. And last but not least, the Office Graph integration. Like we showed the trending documents from Delve, we simply enable the Office Graph integration here in CRM, and we're all set and running.
So how about some of the integration we saw earlier with collaboration and groups? Can you get that easily configured?
Absolutely. Just like we did the other integrations, in settings, I come and I specify that I want to go to Office 365 groups. And here I have an administration panel within the CRM system. This does require that we enable what we call a preferred vendor solution in CRM. Once that's enabled and this capability is deployed, my administrator simply does just what they've done in all those other steps. Pick the entity that should have groups. I can specify whether they're auto-created or not and add these to the use to the Office 365 groups integration. I also have the ability to add entities. So any capability that I'm working on and capturing data in CRM, I can create a corresponding group for.
What about what we saw when you were looking at Cortana? Is that a setting that I can control as an admin, or is that something that the user does?
So Cortana is a personal capability available to our users in Windows 10 devices. So for the user to enable it, they simply come into their Windows device and tap on Cortana. And you'll notice when I scroll down here, I can see that the CRM app for Outlook has not yet been configured. So the user simply clicks on Connect and are going to be prompted to just add the URL of their CRM environment, their username, and their password, and the integration is enabled for this particular user. And just like we showed before, all of that business data presented directly within the context of Cortana, so my sellers are ready to go.
Right, LinkedIn, all with your notifications. But beyond all of this, from an Office 365 admin perspective, a lot of things that we're doing in CRM are also controlled via that console, right?
Absolutely. I've shown you how the CRM administrator administers all of the capabilities within the core CRM application, mm-hmm. but this is a service that is administered through the Office 365 administration panel. So right here, I'm in the Office 365 administration panel, and you notice right off the bat, where you can see our CRM service health, we can see all of the users. So users that are added to CRM are first added into Office 365, granted a license. You'll see here when I hit edit the license, I have the ability to add the CRM and control the licensing that this particular user has. Once I grant the license to that user in Office 365, they're synchronized over to CRM, so my CRM administrator can then pick up and grant additional levels of security, whether they're a salesperson, a customer service person, controlling the CRM-specific capabilities available to them.
And some of the side benefits that you get by the integration with Office 365 is, you think about things like mail flowing in and out as you're doing your deals and selling things through CRM. Also, you'd be able to protect those then through things like e-discovery or in-place holds on mail, data loss prevention maybe on those documents that you stored in SharePoint or OneDrive for Business. Office 365 then provides a blanket of basically information protection around all of this traffic and documents that you're generating through CRM.
Absolutely awesome as an organization to leverage the power of the simplicity of the business apps, bringing all that capability together so we can really leverage this robust business service. And last but not least, I have the ability to administer CRM-specific capabilities about the CRM online service right within the Office 365 Administration Center. So I have my CRM environment that we've been demonstrating from today, but I also have solutions. These are additional capabilities I can add into this dynamic CRM deployment. These are the preferred vendor solutions that I mentioned before. So I simply can come and click on Office 365 Groups and deploy that into my environment. Gives me the ability to administer these new capabilities. You can see there is actually an upgrade available here. I can simply select and deploy that upgrade for this solution into that environment. I also, as an administrator, have the ability to control the upgrades for CRM. So as we upgrade our service, we make them available for here. So organizations can schedule their upgrades so that they can plan and deploy their upgrades in what we call our customer-driven upgrade process.
So we really walked through a lot of productivity enhancements for sellers. But beyond that, you mentioned something called intelligent customer service. What's that all about?
Yes, today we focused on how these latest investments greatly improve the experience for sellers. The same holds true for our customer service agents, and we've added additional capabilities to drive intelligent customer service, which we'll save for another show.
So if I'm new to CRM, how do I get started?
Simply go to our website, microsoft.com/dynamics.
It's a great overview. Looking forward to the next show. Also, don't forget to stay up to date here on Microsoft Mechanics. Thanks for watching and goodbye for now.